rearranging your schedule. You get, now you're able to go straight after this, learn straight till Mincha. And tomorrow as well, I don't think I'll be able to be here for sure. So we're on Daf, but keep on going weiter, so that we can, next week we can move on to the Sugya of Yehovah Yavar. So Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We pointed out that it would seem from the Lashon HaRambam that the Din of Roidev is defined as that the Chiyuv Misa, which this Mais is going to generate, is bumped up and given over to the tzibur, so to speak. Right? That's how the Lashon HaRambam sounds. That there is a person engaging in a Mais of Ritzicha. The Mais of Ritzicha is going to be Mechayiv him, Chiyuv Misa B'day Beis Din. The Din of Roidev is that the Torah says that we can preempt the murder by administering the onesh that Beis Din would give. Right? Sounds like a very convoluted approach, but look, that's what the Rambam says. Right? The Rambam says, "Bamed var mamurim." When do we say a person's chayiv misa b'sha'ovar va'osa'ovar? When do we say that the Beis Din is exclusively involved? When does the Torah say there's a drush in the pasuk? The Gemara darshes this. When do we say that the Beis Din is exclusively involved? That's after the Ma'aser Ritzicha. But before the Ma'aser Ritzicha, then but before, so even though the Ram says afilo yeredif katan, so that would seem to say that even if the Roidef will never become chayev misa, nevertheless, and then that's hakad the din. So the Rambam says, puts it in this strange lashon. But if he hasn't done the avera yet, so then we have a din of kol yisrael mitzuvin latzil hanirdaf miyad aroidev, v'afilu ben nafshu shel aroidev. So what we're suggesting is that what gives rise to this strange formulation is that the Rambam clearly says in the Sefer HaMitzvos that there are two halachos that develop the din of Roidev, two mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of saving the life of the nirdaf, and the other is stopping the Roidev from doing the Aveira. As we pointed out several times, ein matzilin ve'ilu matzilin oisen minu aveira, as is evident from the Mishnah and from the balance of the Gemara. But the next Gemara is what it says, that there's another element beyond the din of pikuach nefesh. How do we see that? Because the Gemara says, the next Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, echad aroidef achar chaver lorg, v'achar hazochar, v'achar nar v'rosa, v'achar chai v'emisus beisim, v'achar chai v'krisus, matzilin oison b'nafshay. Almon alekoin godol, grush v'chalutu v'nejid, ein matzilin oison b'nafshay. Nev de Boaveira, a Matsilin Oisa Benafshi. Yeshla Moshia, a Matsilin Oisa Benafshi. Yuda Oimer, Af, Po Emeris, Hanichul Oishla Yargeno, also a Matsilin. Minan Emile Yamakura. Ulinara Lysas and Dovar, Ain Lenara Chait. Ain Lenara Chait Mavis. Nar, Ze Zocher. Narod, because the hay is, Ekri Exiv. Zunara. Hamaros. Chait Iluchai Vekrisis. Moves Iluchai Vemises Bezdin. Kol Hane Lomali. Tzriche. Dikos of Rachmon and Nar Mishum Dulav Urche. Avol Nara du Urche Emaloi. Because of Rachman and Nar Mishum the Kopogimlo. Avol Nar Dle Kopogimlo. Emaloi. Because of Rachman Hane Mishum the High Lav Urche. Local pogim lo abu shor vayis to urchayim v'lei nafish pigmayu em aloi kosev rachmona chayit because of rachmona chayit have been afilu chayim elavin kosev rachmona mavus because of rachmona mavus have been a chayim misus beisin ein chayim kuzes loy kosev rachmona chayit v'lichle rachmona chayit mavus v'loy boi nara v'nara enachanami v'l nara nara chad lemute oivir chad lemute oivir avodes kechavim that we don't say that we will be roidev and can kill an oved of his kov. V'chad l'mi'utei behema v'shabbos. Ulev Shimon ben Yochai da'omar oved of his kov v'dil n'tzil men avshay. Lomali, chad l'mi'utei behema v'chad l'mi'utei shabbos. So why do we need mi'utim? If the din of roidev was only din of pikuach nefesh, and the Torah is mechadish to us that rape is akin to pikuach nefesh. So why don't you lima to say, but not a veres kechava? Why do I need a lima to say, but not a maise behema? Nechateisa. Right? So, this is the makor for the nusach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is eilu ein shemazil naisom ben avshem. Avol roidev acher behema machalos and Shabbos. What's the Mishnah adding? Ein lewein shemisil leison ben avshem. Right, limudim from the psukim. We have l'analis hasadama. We have a pasuk that says kikashu yokim yishol reyel v'tzochim nevish kain. Fine. So we have psukim that say that legabe yer roidev v'yel leisamel adam reyecha. So mehecha teisa that a person would say, oh, and also for roidev zaram. But the Mishnah says you have to teach the din. Not only is it when the Mishnah is telling about Reidev Achar Behema, Rabbeinu Nosi is reminding us of this brisa in Gilmum and Beis. Rabbeinu Nosi is saying I have limud from Sukkim. But if without a limud, the Torah would not have had. It sounds like from Ein Gilmum and Beis that if the Torah wouldn't have had Nara Nara, so I would have held I would have also. I would have my same also. Right? So maybe I would have had to be marchim, or limited a little bit to Averis, and that pigum, that is urche, the way the Gemara is on Gemon Aleph. But it wouldn't, it's not a din of pikuach nefesh. Lu yitzur, that the din of Reidev is solely a din of pikuach nefesh, so then there's no basis for a half a minute to say, Avodah Zarah, Chil Shabbos. So that's apparently what taught the Rishonim that the din of Reidev is the din of Atzolam and Aveira. And the Gemara is telling you what kind of Aveiras. The question is, so we understand where the Rishonim are coming from. Right? But we don't understand the how the Tanoim, where's the makor for the din? The din of Bikoach Nefesh, so we have more makoris than we know to do with. Right? We have Shevich Adama Odom, we have Lissam Adama Yecha, Hashem Oysala. I have to find a place for each one. Right? One is different levels of extending oneself. All right? But how do we move beyond? We have a oin manes rape. Good pasuk, kikasha yokim ishal reyeyu. But how do we know that hechatesa that we would say that for chilul Shabbos we would there's a din of rape of the chayav chilul Shabbos? We understand where the why the Rishonim learned Pshat in the Mishnah this way, right? That we understand. Otherwise, it's better to be in the Mishnah. We understand why we can bring a raya brewer to the Rishonim who learned this pshat from Ayin Gimel Beis. Good, fine. But where did the Tanom coming from? Where's their pasuk? Where's their limud? Why did the Tanom understand that the way to darshan nara nara is benachil shabbos, not a bit zara? Normally we wouldn't ask those questions. Not really not a question that will go any place. And the MS says what's really bothering us is not that question. What's really bothering us is how do we understand the fact that the Rishonim understand that the din of Reidev is a two elements to it. There are two halachis to it. One is pikuach nefesh, and one is tzol menachet. What does tzol menachet do for us? Now, the pikuach nefesh is the broader din. Once I know the din of pikuach nefesh, so I know that the katan and sofek, right? Groma. So tzol menachet. If a tzolom and a chait is only going to be limited to pikuach nefesh mamish and to aroyos of chiyuv krisis, chiyuv misa, so what does this other part of the din of a tzolom and a chait, what does it do for us? That's what really bothers us. It's there, right? But it's there in the lashonis. And it's there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But what does it do l'masa? All right? So, was that?
Do you have to say it does something
l'masa? No. It's not a good kasha.
I think it's a good kasha.
If I wouldn't have a Rambam who addresses these issues, I don't know if it's grounds to it. Kacha din, kacha, that's the Rishonim. We see the where the Rishonim are coming from. Hold on one second. The only reason that I'm belaboring the point is because you see that lechaver where the Rambam's coming from. Because the Rambam also is a strange formulation and says that what's really happening is we are taking a chiyuv misa that a person is about to earn, so to speak, and we're saying, well, yois, that he's going to become chiyuv misa. We have a choice now, right? The bystander has a choice. He has a choice of, he's giving asra. So he has the choice of walking this person through to his chiyuv misa, right? And two people die, the nirdif and the reitzeach. The nitzach and the reitzeach, or we could intervene and only kill the reitzeach. And that sounds like that's what the Rambam's. So why such a strange formulation? Two separate halachas. There's the halacha of pikuach nefesh, halacha of reidev. There's another halacha of chiyuv misa in Beis Din. What's the din of reidev, din of atzolah? What's that doing as an addition, a nisfach to the din of chiyuv misa of the chiyuv. Now, again, where is the Rambam coming from? Again, we have a clear makor because the Gemara says, don't you have din. The Gemara says the reason why we cannot learn a straight kal v'chomer is because here's an oynish. So we know where the Rambam is coming from. It's not an oynish, it's bikuach nefesh. It's a kal v'chomer that I'm going to stop a person, if I'm going to kill a reidev, so he shouldn't be ma'anes. So I should certainly kill a reidev, shouldn't be a reitzeach. Who needs it? So the Gemara says he can't do that. Ain oynshim and adin. Who's talking about oynish? We're talking about bikuach nefesh. We're talking about a hatzolam and a menaveiru. So apparently, again, so that's apparently what the Rambam understood, that the way that Chazal understood the din deraisa is we want to pikuach nefesh is doicha. They understood that in their rice is at least some of them reyecha. They understood that in their rice have a shevoisul, that there is an obligation on the bystanders to intervene and prevent the murder. But the Torah formulated this din as Beis Din giving over the oinesh in a preemptive fashion. Beis Din saying, instead of watching, being oimed al dam reyecha, and then doing the job of the goyel adam, right? Instead of doing that, so let's give the job of the goyel adam preemptively. There's a job of a goyel adam. Beis Din takes over the, that's what the Rambam says it. The Beis Din takes over the job of the goyel adam. So now the Torah says, instead of being a goyel adam, intervene, save the guy's life. So, one second. So this formulation of the din, which the Rambam gives us, so it explains every single piece of the sugya. Right? Why would I now have a minute to say that Chilul Shabbos, it should be preemptive? Same cheshbon. Why should I? I'm the Ein. I'm watching. I'm giving asra. I'm going to bring the guy to Beis Din. I'm going to be the one who's going to be involved and bring about his chiyuv visa. So instead of watching the Chilul Shabbos and bring him to Beis Din and then give him the chiyuv skila yom mazak yom mazchayev, no, same cheshbon. So that's a very reasonable cheshbon. Now, you know, once you understand that the Torah went out of its way and did this, what looks like a roundabout approach, and formulated the din of Roidev as being, we want to save a person's life. That you can't argue. Why can't you argue? Because cotton. We want to save a person. How did the Torah give us the din of saving the guy's life? Torah gave us the din by saying the guy is about to do a ma'isem chayiv misa. Let's give the chayiv misa early. Let's give the oinesh early. Give the oinesh early so we save a person's life. Why give the oinesh posthumously? Obviously the nirsach. Let's give the oinesh preemptively. Well, so now the Gemara says, you know, if that's the din, so maybe Chilul Shabbos is the same thing. Why should we have a Jew be Mechallel Shabbos and kill Chilul Shabbos? Let's prevent the Chilul Shabbos. Why have a woman get raped and prevent it? Let's prevent the rape. So now the Gemara says, if that's the din, so then I talk to Duni the Limud. Alright? So again, I don't know if we would ask all these kashas. Now we see that the Rambam learned this pshat in sugya. Right? So now, once you see this Rambam, you see that he understood that this is the way that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was magdi the din. Holding the kashas for 2 more minutes. So I was wondering, so where does the din about Tzolah come from? So in every chi of Misa Beis Din, there is a din about Tzolah, right? Where is that? Hasra. What's the din of Hasra? With Hasra, Sanhedrin, Perek, what? Yurches or Ches? So the Rambam paskins that Hasra is lahavchin bein shegel mezer, right? But what is the lashon of Hasra? What do the Edom say? The Edom say pros. The Edom say lo yisitzach, don't kill. So every chiyuv Misa's Beis Din begins with the attempt of the same Edom that are going to bring him out of Schias Misa. It begins with their attempt first to save him. So he doesn't do a Chiyuv Misa. So all I'm suggesting is that part of the the part of every Chiyuv Misa is based in is an attempt of Hatzolah first. So then it becomes reasonable to say that once the Torah says the Chiyuv of Roidef is the preemptive Maisa Beis Din, so it makes sense to say that there's an element of Hatzolah there as well, of trying to preempt the Chet from happening. Okay, Lozer Meir, go ahead. So why shouldn't you say that?
And the second part is not necessary, but the Havamin is that saying that no, it's Avera. You're saying that it's based on Avera, but then we make the Chiluk of Avera, so how do you, like, mean about...
No, I said, why should... That would be a very attractive thing to say. Then what should prevent you from saying that word?
Because then once you say that, then the second part's not necessary.
Can you say sharper, stronger? Your chavrusa would say it. What would you say?
I'm right.
But the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara does explain to us, does distinguish between the averas for which we say elam atzilan and elam atzilan, right? The distinction that the Gemara draws are distinctions of the kopogimle, right? Mavurche kopogimle. So the Gemara does tell us which averus, the averus which are going to impose. In other words, what you're saying is, I would say, is partially correct but not entirely correct. It's necessary but not sufficient. What you're saying is correct. But not every benam chaveray is going to have a din of roidev. Which ones? It's going to be the main odom lachaveris with kloin and pa, with the pegam, with kloin. Right? So what you're saying is partially correct, but it's not.
I'm not saying it's every case. It's cases where I guess they're saying there won't be machu. Like, achar is often used to stop that. It's much harder to forgive ever.
That's my thing.
Oh my god, I thought someone was doing that.
I don't think so. I think it's yours. No? No? Yes. Sorry? Go ahead. What you're saying is there's an emes to what you're saying, but the Gemara tells us exactly. The Gemara says it's only those averus with that are pigam and coin. No? Mayor?
I think that's what Moshe Iran was saying, something similar to what Rabbi was saying.
From Jerim?
Iran.
Go ahead. Why do you say that?
Because I think he was saying before that it would only make sense to say that it's Hatzila of the Roni from doing an Avera, because you wouldn't have any Havamina in the case of Machal Shabbat, because there's no Roni and Nerduf in the case of someone being Machal Shabbat. So the only thing that would make sense to have the Havamina to make sense is saving someone from doing an Avera.
Good. Yeah. I think that's, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Can we ask why? I mean, we can't. Why would
no, you can't ask why.
I'm saying, it's crazy.
You can ask, what can I learn? I mean, you can ask why, but you're not going to... You can ask why, but you'll only be able to answer in a speculative fashion. So it's a good... It could be a good drasha when you're finished. Right?
But in terms of
learning, you can ask what is the upshot? What's the benefit? What is the Rebbe Shlomo teaching me through that?
Could we say anything? Because it just makes so much sense to just say it from, I don't know, the Tzad of Hatzalah. or the, why do we need the mechanism of
a basin? So I would suggest the following. If we look at the Rambam begins the role of Beis Din in prosecuting the Reitzeach with the din of Goel Adam, right? But here's what I was looking for. Echad Tamen Chacham, Echad Amor, Tzer Chasra, Shulei Nidna El Adchin Ben Shegi Lemezit, Shem Meshegi Goy. The Ketzad Masrin Boy, right, so we would expect the Ketzad Masrin Boy to be, to tell him, Lei Sirtzach, right? But the Ketzad Masrin Boy is Omer Lei Peroi, he has to try and intervene. Omer Lei Al Tase, Shazu Aveiri, V'chai V'tolah, Mishu Zveis. Right. What's fascinating is in Pirish Potter. Pirish Potter, of course, Pirish Potter. He didn't do a Maisa there. Right? Chain im Vechain im Shosako, here can be Rosh Potter. He doesn't, he has to be Makabal Asra, except for my writer. My writer, if there's Asra, but doesn't have to be Makabal. Right? Chayr pshat is because Gavi Reidev. The chayr of the pshat is that the kabbalas hasra is a din in the base and giving the ultimate chiyuv misa. So by Reidev, since I'm not going to bring it back to Bezin, I don't need to have a kabbalas hasra. It must be some must be based on that. Hold on. So the to look at the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Ritzayah. Perek Aluf Ritzayah. Yeah. So this is the Rambam formulates the din of the Beis Din. Loi rotza girl adam. Right? This is also a strange formulation. A guy doesn't. We don't usually think of the role of Beis Din in giving a capital punishment when it comes to Ritzeach as taking the place of the Goel Adam. Right? Tara said it's Chayiv Misa, it's Chayiv Saif. So perhaps. Perhaps the din of Goel Adam, right? Mitzvah biyad Goel Adam, shenemar Goel Adam uyomis is a reitzeach. V'kol aroy liyerusha Goel Adam. It doesn't mean that he has a financial interest. The guy's dead already. Right? Liyerusha means he's a korev. Right? Who are the Avelim are the ones who are first up for Yerusha. It's not a din that a Yerush is an Ovel, right? It's a din that this is these are different ways of defining Korva. So your prime Yerush happens to be your prime Korva, it happens to be your prime Ovel. It happens to be that the person most affected by Ptira is the Ovel, but also the Yarshan. There's a lot to be said in that. A lot in terms of what how one says Yerusha v'chulei. However, over here, once the Torah tells us that the primary responsibility is the Goel Adam, so l'chora that means that in this one situation, the Torah is saying that there is some tikkun that's being accomplished by the chiyuv misa of the Ritzeach. In other words, normally we would look at an oynesh, at most, the tikkun is in the kapara that the avarian receives. Right? We'll be yarta rami kirbecha. At most, the tikkun is that we are ridding a society of a bad influence. But we are Rabbi Kibbecha. So either we look at Oynesh as a disincentive, we look at Oynesh as a kapara, or we look at Oynesh as a Chiyuv of Misa, as a way of Biyat Rabbi Kibbecha. Over here, if it goes to Goyal Adam, so that means that in this one case, the Chiyuv Misa is more than a kapara. Kapara, so who does it? Right? More than just Ubiyat Rebekebecha. Because then the Torah would say, it's the job of the Beis Din. And there is and if the Goyal Adam decides to act, so he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. Right? So over here, the Rambam is saying the Goyal Adam is not a Ptur Misa. It's not that we're saying the Goyal Adam is free from the Chiyuv of Bitzich in this case. Saying the mitzvah Goyal Adam. So what the Torah is saying is that there is some element of tikkun by Goyal Adam. Nirtzach, in drushy terms, the Nirtzach, it was announced that the Nirtzach's life was not worth anything. Yeah, when the Ritzach murdered the Nirtzach, so whatever happened, he murdered the Nirtzach because they had a vendetta against him because of an old family feud. Or he murdered the Nirtzach because he wanted to rob him. Whatever the brought about the Ritzicha. But ultimately, what brought up the Ritzicha was that this guy's life is not worth it. It doesn't have value. No Shabbos. So who can make a tikkun in that? The Krovim. The ones who have the greatest kurva, they're the ones who can have the greatest either achrayas of making some kind of tikkun. So apparently, I'm suggesting, the fact that there is a concept of Goyal Adam, the fact that it's called Goyal Adam, Goyal means it's an act that you're redeeming something. Something was taken away and you're returning something. So the fact that there is this mitzvah of Goyal Adam over and above the any other Chiyuv Misa indicates that there's some that there is some tikkun that can be done. If Beis Din is told, you take over the job of the Goyal Adam, so that means davka by Ritzicha, then Beis Din has an additional role. When Beis Din comes to do a Chiyuv Misa because somebody was Mechal Shabbos, a Chiyuv Misa becomes Mechal Zom, right? So the role of Beis Din is entirely would be Ad to Rami Kervach. The role of Beis Din entirely is a disincentive. Because there's no din of Goyal Adam, there's no Goyal Shabbos. So apparently, in the Parsha of Ritzicha, there the Beis Din has an additional role. And that's the role of being Bim Koim Goyal Adam. So the Rambam says, Beis Din made Misa Nesem Ritzicha Basayim. Loi Rotza Goyal Adam. So the Beis is Bim Koim. So in addition to the Beis Din having the role of the Arter Mikabecha, B'chol Anfer, whether it's a disincentive, whatever it is, in addition to the Beis Din having the role of giving the Kapara of Misa, Beis Din, when it comes to Misa, has another role, and that is to make some kind of a tikkun. The fact that the Beis Din is worried about a nirtzach, so that means that to put in drushy terms, it means that Klal Yisrael is saying life was worth something, like Egla Rufa. So, davke in the context of a Chiyuv Misa, that's where the Torah is saying, hey, yois, that the Beis Din has a role of being misaken the Misa, so it makes most sense that in that situation, Beis Din should take on the role of preventing the Misa. That's the greatest tikkun. how can Beisdin, what's Beisdin? So by Beisdin being assigned the role of Heyois, you're going to be asked to do an Oynesh. So do the Oynesh in a preemptive way. Right? That means Heyois, that the Oynesh is an element of Tikkun to it. So do the Oynesh in the way that will give the greatest Tikkun. That shouldn't happen. Beisdin can't be in every place at one time, so Beisdin gives that job over to every Lois HaMadamayach. That's the Brunshul formulated the din. So in terms of what Mordechai said before, can we say why is it this way? We can always ask why and always know that we're going to be limited and because we're going to be speculative. Right? Unless the Rebbe told us. He told us why we know it and knows why we're going to speculate. But what we're suggesting is once you see that the halacha was formulated in such a roundabout way, right? So then we can develop the ideas which the halacha formulates for us. What is that? The halacha tells us, the Rambam tells us that the role of Basin over here comes from the Goel Adam and then hands off to the Oymer Adam, whoever is in Oymer Adam. Also, just the Lashonis are fascinating. It begins with the Goel Adam and it gets handed off to the Basin and then it gets handed off preemptively via Loisam Adam Damriyach. Instead of being a Goel Adam, so make sure you're not Oymer Adam Riyach. Right? So, So once you see this strange sequence of formulations, so that gives rise to this approach, that this is the one time when the Torah says that some tikkun has to be done and can be done. And now what our sugya points out is that the Ribbono Shel Olam was magdir this in the area of being ma'anes, in the area of rape. Because the Torah sees the two as being having close connections, right? So apparently, you can say as simple as I don't know of any din of goyel as haonis, right? As anusa. However, again, it's far beyond our ability right now. The whole parsha of Ma'anes is a parsha of what are now the obligations of Ma'anes. The whole parsha of Ma'anes is how to be misakin. The Maisa of being Ma'anes, right? Now, what's the parasha of being Ma'anes? Parasha of being Ma'anes is, what are the obligations now of the Ma'anes? Right? How is he going to protect her? How is he going to be give her back her COVID? Right? So it happens to be that in the sugya of being Ma'anes, in the Fata, the focus of Ma'anes Fata is also making a tikkun. Right? I'm talking about an Eishes Ish, obviously. But Ma'anes an Eishes Ish, so obviously there's a Chiyav Misim, but I'm saying, but in the parasha being Ma'anes is Narav Sula. Right? Because in one case is a Tikkun can happen, in the case she's an Eishes Ish. There's the same, it's not Shach in the same way. But I'm just pointing out that you have that the way that the Torah sees. The way that the Torah puts being ma'anes and retzeach in similar context, it's, again, as I said yesterday, it's particularly resonates with the way that we understand things. Right? No, but just coming back to this then. So once the Torah is magnified in this way, so it does give rise, we can then understand that Davki in the context of Mitzicha, there the Torah said that even the Oynesh has an element of Tikkun to it. So in that particular case, it makes sense that the Torah would say, since the Oynesh Misa has an element of Tikkun, so then it makes sense for the Torah to say, well, let's put it in a situation where it can have the ultimate tikkun and prevent it. But it's all the centers in the role of Beisdin giving and then we understand why the Torah would say, but this is unique for Chiyuv, for Misa, and for being Ma'anes. the role of Beis Din to intervene. Beis Din always has a role of intervening. Every Jew has a role of intervening and stopping a Avera from happening, but not to the extent of killing the Avarian. Only in this context that the Torah was magdi that this einish can be done preemptively. That's l'chara the sugi of right. Let's the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Shabbos raises the following question. We pointed out in the Maamar Tomus that the Machlekes Rishonim whether the Roidev, whether the successful Matzil, right? Reuven kills the Roidev, right? The Nirdev is saved. So now there's the Machlekes Rishonim whether the Matzil can send an invoice to the Nirdev, right? He goes over to the Nirdev after he's highly celebrated, and so then he says, but you know, it costs.
What's the Irdin, saving the Nirdev, or?
No. So Machlagis Kedusha ran in the Ramah. The Ran says he cannot, if he tries to be Teveya, The Nirdav can say, thank you very much, I'm eternally grateful, but I can't afford it. I decided I was planning a vacation. I have to make a big kiddush. As soon as I do, you know, every year, so I can't afford to your expenses. Right? So the Chiddush Iran says, Anachanami, that's Taka the Din. That the Matzil cannot take the Nirdav to Beis Din and Bitaveya. The Beis Din will say, sorry. And the Yad Ramah says, no, the Matzil can now bring the Nirdav to Beis Din and say, look, I saved his life. It cost me, I'd like him to pay. And the Beis Din will then try to, right? What's the machlekes? No, Mordechai, go ahead.
What's the ikar of the two dinim? Which one's
lovely.
The ikar?
Right, very
which
good.
One's the ikar din? Is it an ikar of saving the nirdaf? If it's an ikar of saving the nirdaf, then of course the nirdaf should be the one that shouldn't have to be chayv to pay. But if the ikar is saving the roide from the avera, that is no shaykhs.
Okay, good. Now say that's very good. Now say it in terms of makaris in the daf ayin gimel.
Is it coming from the
pasuk
from
Nairam
or
Mashivosa? If I show a Saveda, I can always charge the when I return an object to somebody, I can always charge my expenses, right? Because I don't have to spend my money to save his money. I'm doing him a favor, saving his money. I told him he doesn't have to save his money. All right, so I don't have to. Spend my money to save it. So I end up saving him his money, and I'm out. I can always charge I return the object. I'm not allowed to run up a bill which is more than the value of the lost object. And the guy can say to me, you're not being Meshav Aveda. By returning an object and charging me twice the amount, I call the Shavas Aveda. Right? Right? So L'chaira, what's the machlaikas over here? Machlaikas is whether the Laisan of the Mariacha is Magdir the Hashevaisa, or is the Hashevaisa Magdir Laisan. The Gemara says, I need both psukim. If I only have Hashevaisa, I would say, Tircha. You don't have to even treat yourself. So it comes Laisan. So now what's the upshot? What's the maskon of the Gemara? So apparently, the Chidush Ran says, the maskon of the Gemara is, I have a din Laisan of the Mariacha. Hashevaisa teaches me I have to be able to expend my effort, but not money. Loisamay means let's listen to Rashi. Chazar al kol tzadim, right? Chazar al kol tzadim Well, the way you said it. So now I want to charge the person. I want to charge the person. Oh, look, I'm traveling here. That's why I'm with the group, so I have to.
Group chat.
Yeah. So. So, but ultimately, I didn't lay samay. That's the way you said it. I can't charge. The Kedroch said lay samay. So I can't charge you because the Torah gave me a din of lay samay. I happen to be there. I'm on the spot. The Torah says, Samad Amriyacha. Good. Lay samay. I do a mitzvah. I'm muchuyiv to give up. Kol hoyne to do that, not to be over the mitzvah. I can't charge you. I can't charge anybody be if Shmir Shabbos. Cost me money. I got to charge something. That's between the Rebbeinu Shalom, right? So I saw it between the Rebbeinu Shalom. But if the mitzvah sheivoisa and leisamet is teaching you how far you have to go for Avma sheivoisa, so then hashivoisa can charge. So lechayra, the machlekes between the Yad Ramon Ran is a machlekes of what's the maskon of the Gemara. It's not going to the Gemara of Hashayvoisa as defined by Samuel, vice versa. But then it fits in very well to the way Mordechai said it. Is the primary getter adin Pikuach Nefesh or Metzilim and Aveira? If the primary Metzilim and Aveira, then clearly there's no cheshbon I can charge for. It's Pikuach Nefesh, all right, so then there's at least a tzad to say. Not posh, but a tzad to say. There is, we'll just finish up with the Mishnah Melech in Hilchus Shabbos. What is the din along the Mishnah Melech? Okay. I once read that when they asked Rabbi Yosef, but he does Ben Azmanim, he doesn't, he's to relax, he learns Mishnah Melech. So the Mishnah Melech raises the question, is one allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody from being raped? What's the kasha?
If you compare it to murder.
Right. Halach is, you mean Mechal Shabbos in order to save a person from being killed. Right. What did our sugya teach us now? Pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, right? Now, pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, and pikuach nefesh is doicha Ritzicha, right? So I'll do the math. Stopping a rape is doicha Ritzicha, right? So lechayra, if it's Ritzicha is doicha Ritzicha, and therefore Ritzicha is doicha and Ritzicha is doicha Shabbos. So certainly the Torah tells me that being ma'anes, preventing an oinus from happening, is deicha ritzicha, so it should be deicha shams as well. Right? It's good math, no? Pikuach nefesh is deicha ritzicha. Pikuach nefesh is deicha shabbos. So now you told me that preventing a rape from happening is deicha ritzicha. That's a din of roide. So choshu deicha Shabbos as well.
Anyone getting raped, or naira, or someone who would be chai misa for his rape?
Where there would be a chi of misa, right? It would be like each is each, correct? Chara. I mean, otherwise, they don't have a cheshbon. Yeah.
Would it be non rosa for the hekeshes?
I'm sorry.
Would it only be non rosa?
Lechora should be anything based on our sugya. So that's the question that he raises: is that the upshot of the sugya?
That looks like a very long question.
Yeah, because
or a long answer.
The Nu luchar, what's the how would you formulate the question?
Put them together or separate?
What do you mean?
Rashi classified them as two separate dinim. And are the pesukim working together, or is one being makal and the truth about the other one?
So if the pesukim, if one pasuk is being megala the other pasuk,
then
you go ahead.
If one pasuk is just telling us something about the other pasuk,
yeah,
then there's separate dinim, and you wouldn't necessarily have to go and break Shabbos to save the person. But if the two dinim are working together, and those two pesukim are coming to say that,
which pesukim?
The pasuk by rape.
The pasuk of Ein Mashiach.
Yeah.
It should depend on our understanding of the of what we said today. The Mishnah Melech is doing a mathematical calculation. Right? At first glance, the mathematical calculation has to be questioned because the Gemara understands that the reason why Pikuach Nefesh is Deich Shabbos is because of Chalel of Shabbos Paskin, Chalel of Shabbos Achas, Kadesh of Shabbos Harbeh. It's the best strategy for Shabbos. I don't know if you can say the same thing for being honest, right? You know, but the question makes very good sense only from the perspective of being matzil.
Wait, that's the only reason you say so on Shabbos?
Right.
It is?
That's the Gemara is for a different limud. That's the maskala lemilson, maskala lehalacha.
About open law station cases that go off the derech.
Was that?
Would that change now? Serious question. Would that change the question now? Because like you have all these kids who are molested who go off the derech now.
The Turkian. Turkian. It's a serious question.
Stop.
According to many psychologists, it's one of the major contributing factors for. It's an embassy. That it's one of the major contributing factors for kids after derech. Just coming back to this nakuda, that if the din of our Mishnah would be purely a din of being matzil min ha'aveira, so then the Mishnah makes sense, right? However, the Gemara gives me the latitude to say, whatever I do to prevent a ritzicha from happening, I should do to prevent a rape from happening. On the other hand, if the Torah is saying that in the event of ritzicha, the Torah says let's use the chiyuv misa preemptively. The Torah didn't say Lagavi Shabbos. Right? The Torah only said let's use the Chi of Misa that the person is getting preemptively. But the Torah didn't say let's use the Chi of Misa of Shabbos preemptively. For Karet. They don't use the Chi of Misa preemptively of Shabbos. Right? So then the two halachas can't be compared. That one din of using the preemptive chi of misa of the Reitzer, the preemptive chi of misa of the Ma'anes, good. There's another then of when Mechal Shabbos, maybe not Mechal Shabbos for Ma'anes. So the formulation that we had, why is it even a kasha? L'chor, it's a kasha because of the way that the Rambam formulates the din based on the different details of the sugya. Okay, if you have time, you can enjoy the Mishnah Melech. It takes us far afield. But I would not advocate. I would advocate learning a few lines and then going weiter in the sugya, so that next week after Shabbos we're poised to learn the Ayin Daled of an hour. It's up to you.
Next Sunday?
Yoiser, the Gemara says, Yoiser me egel rod selina kapar rod selahonik. So I'm on your time. I'm going to...